Amen. This morning, I can't believe this is the fourth Sunday in Advent. This is unbelievable in these crazy times how fast the last few weeks have passed. Christmas Eve is Thursday. We have company coming. We have made plans. We're excited. Again, things may look different this year than they have in years past. That's kind of what I'm going to be talking about here in just a few minutes. I'm going to read some scripture. But before I do, again, those of you who know me pretty well know that I'm not the most organized person, but I'm very ordered. I need structure. Again, in my state of unorganization, there is some order to it because I have to have that order. I need to know what's coming next. It's important to me. And sometimes I don't get my way on that. When we're going in one direction, life takes us somewhere else. I like to compare it to when I used to travel. I traveled the whole Southeast. Traveled just about every state in the Southeast. And sometimes I knew exactly where I was going. And sometimes I get a call and I have to go somewhere else. I would have to change my plans. Sometimes it was before GPS. The internet was brand new. And sometimes I would totally get lost. I have a pretty good sense of direction. If I've been there once, I can usually get back. But sometimes when somebody throws me a curveball that I'm not expecting, sometimes I mess up. Sometimes I mess up when I've got everything planned out too, but sometimes I mess up. And I was actually in down below Atlanta one day when I was traveling. And my boss, the boss's boss, the big guy, calls me and says, "Hey, I have a lead for you. Will you go see this person in Madison, Georgia?" I said, "Sure. Sounds good, because it's going to get me off my schedule a little bit, but that's okay. I'll go that way. It's not what I planned." So then I got my map out, because we used maps back then, and I started looking for Madison, Georgia. I found Monroe, Georgia. I get Madison and Monroe mixed up. Even in history, I get one's the fourth president, one's the fifth president. I get them mixed up. So when I went to look for Madison, Georgia, I looked for Monroe, Georgia, and went to Monroe, Georgia. Couldn't find the name of the business my boss had sent me to, but there was one automotive paint store in that town, so I called on him. I actually made a customer that day by going to the wrong place. I did. So I called my boss. I said, "Look, I went to this customer in Monroe, Georgia, and got an order from him." He said, "That's great, but I want you to go to Madison, Georgia." So I looked on my map. I was only 22 miles away from Madison, Georgia. So I go on down to Madison, and I called on the customer there. But my whole plan that week got disrupted, and it happened to be a good thing. I actually picked up two customers because of that disruption. But again, sometimes we hear directions that don't fit our plan and we don't really want to listen to them. And as I go through the scripture, and I deliver this sermon, I want you to kind of put yourself in Mary and Joseph's place. Because they had a plan and their world's getting ready to be turned upside down a little bit. And that's kind of the thought I want you to have as I read the scripture and we talk about it this morning. And I'm going to start out by reading out of the first chapter of Matthew, and I'm going to read verses 18 through 25. "Now the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, She was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God with us." When Joseph awoke from his sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife, but had no marital relations with her until she had borne a son, and he named him Jesus. And this is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let me pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for Scripture, Lord. Thank you so much for Emmanuel, for God with us, Lord. Again, thank you for your presence here. Lord, I just pray that you open our minds, you open our hearts to hear the message that you intend for us to hear this Christmas season. Lord, I pray that your words flow through me. If not, they flow in spite of me. Again, Lord, that everybody here receives the message that comes from you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. This morning, again, I'm going to talk about how sometimes our plans do get changed. In midstream, we can have a perfect plan, and sometimes it gets changed. And again, I want us to consider Mary and Joseph as we talk about this. And I want to try to imagine Christmas through their eyes. You see, the Gospel of Luke is the most detailed birth narrative, but this morning I want us to look at Matthew. I want us to look at Matthew and hear Joseph's story. But I want to reflect back also on Luke so we can see things from Mary's perspective. And I want us to see this young couple as they trust in God through some very difficult moments. And all these things were revealed to them that first Christmas. I want us to look at Jesus' parents, and I want us to, as earthly parents, I want us to learn three things this morning. Three things that we need to apply to our life. And the first one is we need to make ourselves available. We need to treat others well, and we need to follow the Holy Spirit. Again, the first one is make yourself available. Make yourself available. When I was in sales, when I was in the business world, I used to joke and say, everybody says, how can you, what's your greatest, I don't like to talk good things about myself. I'd rather talk about it. But what's your greatest gift as a salesman? And I would joke and say, showing up. Just being there. Just being present. Because it's hard to do business if you're not present. I'm pretty good at making myself available. Sometimes when it comes to the Lord, it's hard to make ourselves available. Sometimes He changes our plans. He sends us in a different direction. And the second half of verse 18 tells us kind of a pending scandal that Mary and Joseph were about to face. It says, before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. You see, this could be a problem because biblical teaching and Jewish culture strongly emphasize sexual purity prior to marriage. Mary was a Jewish teen, deeply committed to God, when the angel showed up and threw her world upside down. He told her that she would birth the Savior of the world, the one who would inherit King David's kingdom and rule forever. And here's her response. She says, "I am the Lord's servant. May your word to me be fulfilled." And again, we read that scripture last week when we looked at Luke. See, Mary made herself available to God. She recognized that God was her master and she was his servant. I think sometimes, I know in my life, we get that backwards. I want to read it again, because Mary knew that God was her master and she was his servant. Sometimes I think we want to treat God like he's supposed to serve us, which he does serve us. He gave the ultimate sacrifice for our life. But we have to remember, we've got to follow his leading. You see, God is the potter and we are the clay. Just like us in our thoughts now, Mary was kind of confused about scientifically how this would be possible for her to actually conceive a child. But she made herself available. She was willing. She was that willing servant. And you see, Joseph felt the same way about God. He was in love with Mary, but he's also in love with God, just like she was. Matthew 1:19 says he was faithful to the law, or he was a righteous man, depending on which translation you look at. But he, like Mary, wanted to do what God wanted. His first and foremost desire was to please God. You see, when you live your life committed to God, one moment at a time, one day at a time, you make yourself fully available to God's plan. For Joseph and Mary, they became part of the very first Christmas and helped change the world. So this morning I encourage you to make yourself available to God. And the second lesson this morning is to treat others well. You may get tired of hearing me say this, but I think it's so important, especially in our world today, to treat others well. It's not near as common as it used to be. You see, but Scripture tells us that it's not enough to seek to please God. We're also supposed to treat each other with honor. I want you to listen to these words from 1 John 4:19 through 21. We love because he first loved us. Whoever claims to love God yet hates a brother or sister is a liar. For whoever does not love their brother and sister whom they have seen cannot love God whom they have not seen. And he has given us this command: anyone who loves God must also love their brother and sister. You see, Joseph gets pretty high marks here in the love part of this Christmas story. You see, he's caught between a rock and a hard place. He wants to be faithful to the law, but he also wants to do what's right by Mary, and he wants to be faithful to God. So back then, if you were faithful to God, you were called a righteous person. And if you were a righteous person, you kept God's laws, and your fiancé cheated on you, the righteous thing to do is to quickly and loudly let everybody know what happened and to dismiss that person. That's what he was supposed to do. You see, that way everybody would stand on the side of the law. And it was a way to protect Joseph's reputation. In other words, he was supposed to divorce her and let everybody know why. You see, that's not the way Joseph was going to do it. He went to bed that night and he wanted to stay in God's plan, fully available to God. Yet he also wanted to treat Mary with compassion and respect. So he decided to divorce her quietly. And again, even though they were engaged, during that time, if you were engaged, if you were to break up, it was like a divorce. So he's going to divorce her quietly to protect her reputation He was going to treat her graciously, regardless of how everybody else was going to treat him. You see, he was living out the golden rule. He was going to be civil. But that night, even though Joseph had decided to divorce Mary quietly to protect her reputation, his plan kind of changed. An angel appeared to him. And that brings us to the third lesson of this story, which is to follow the Holy Spirit's promptings. In other words, listen for and follow the Holy Spirit. You see, how was it that Joseph was supposed to pay attention to God that night? He had a lot on his mind. And then he had this dream, and an angel appeared to him. And when he woke up, he did what the angel told him to do. And that was to take Mary as his wife. There's no hesitation. God speaks to Joseph. He had made himself available. He had treated Mary well. And now he's listening to God. He's listening to the Holy Spirit. He's listening to what he should be doing next. So the next morning, he goes to Mary and says, "Hey, let's get married." And that's what they did. You see, if you make yourself fully available to God's work and treat others with respect, you'll be most likely in position to follow the Holy Spirit. If you do the first two, then you're going to be in better position to follow the Holy Spirit. And you might get it in a dream. The Holy Spirit may speak to you in a dream. He may speak to you through a message. He may speak to you through Scripture. But when you do the first two, the third one comes more naturally. I want to look at what Joseph did not do. He didn't stick to religious tradition and try to damage Mary. He didn't put his needs above hers. What he did was he followed God's nudging. He followed what God was telling him to do. He didn't care about his reputation. He cared about what God was asking him to do. Again, he had made himself available. He treated others well. And now he's listening to the Holy Spirit to see what's next. Again, in our lives, we need to be listening for the Holy Spirit. Sometimes He may speak to you. It may not be what you planned. Again, from my perspective, being a teacher and a pastor, these last several months have definitely not gone the way I planned. I had a plan for this year. My second year at Chestnut, I did. I had a plan. I had a plan at school. And guess what? We've had to adjust a few things. But as I've prayed, I've tried to keep God's will in mind. I've tried to make myself available to His plan. I always try to treat others well. Sometimes I fail in that. If I do, let me know. Because my goal is to treat everybody well. And I try to follow the Holy Spirit. And again, sometimes those things the Holy Spirit's telling us, sometimes the things God's telling us, they don't fit our plan. My plan was not to see you all sitting apart this Christmas season wearing a mask, but you know what? We're still worshiping the Lord, and I'm thankful for that. It's not the way I'd planned this Advent season, but you know what? The reason that we're celebrating this Advent season is the same as it was last year and the year before and the reason why it was 1,000 years ago and the reason why it will be 1,000 years from now, the reason does not change. Again, are we making ourselves available? Are we treating each other well? And are we following the Holy Spirit? As we think about those questions, again, I want you to look through Mary and Joseph's eyes. Their plans did get changed a little bit. But I praise the Lord that they made themselves available and they followed the Holy Spirit. And I pray that each one of us, during this season and beyond, that we do the same. If you're here this morning, or you're listening this morning, and you don't have that relationship with Jesus, you don't understand what we're talking about this morning, if you want to give me a call or a message, if you want to come and pray, I would love to pray with you. I'd love to talk with you more. But to be able to make ourselves available and to always treat each other well and to follow the Holy Spirit, we have to have a relationship with Jesus. Because some of the things that look impossible to people who don't believe are possible, but it's only possible through a relationship with Christ. It's only possible through what God has done for us, not anything we can do, not anything we can plan for. So if you're here today and you don't have that relationship, I pray that you make that decision today. And also, if you are here today and you've got that relationship and you think the Lord's leading you into some sort of ministry or the Holy Spirit or the Scripture's talking to you, you don't understand it, you want to talk to Him, I'd love to pray with you about that too. Again, God's still changing lives. He's still directing our paths. We just need to listen to Him and make ourselves available. Let me pray. Thank you, Father, for Christmas, for the birth of the Savior of the world. What a special event. And thank you for using natural human beings, Mary and Joseph, to usher in this supernatural event. As you use this royal couple for the unfolding of your plan, will you still use us today? Help us to be committed to you in your ways, to love others as you first loved us, and to pay attention to your promptings so that you will be glorified and your kingdom expanded. Perhaps someone here needs to receive the very best Christmas gift, the forgiveness of their sins and a relationship with you. Lord, if there's someone here listening to this message that is there, Lord, I pray that they start that relationship with you today. Help them trust in you. And again, Lord, thank you for sending your Son to be born in flesh and to bear the sins of the world, Lord. And we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.